Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling on behalf of Metro Research. Okay, I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections.
Okay.
Just to make sure that we have a representation of all ages, can I ask what year were you born, sir?
1961.
Okay, 61. All right, and what is the highest level of
school? 2 years of college.
Okay, but a associate degree or just some college?
Or some college.
Okay, some college. All right, so now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Am I what?
Hispanic or Latino or, you know, any kind of Spanish origin?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right, sir, now what is your race?
Black, African-American.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, now are you registered to vote or like many people are not registered?
I am registered.
Okay. All right, sir, as you may know, there will be an election for president, a U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote on this upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain, probably 50-50, or probably not, or definitely not?
Certain.
Okay. All right, so then how motivated are you to vote on the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated?
10.
Okay. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I guess I'll say 10.
10, okay. All right, sir, thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to two, okay? The first one would be immigration, criminal justice reform, or police violence, voting rights and democracy, Israel-Palestine conflict, student loans forgiveness, jobs in the economy, racism and discrimination, climate change, cost of living and inflation, crime and violence, abortion, or health care.
Voting rights and democracy.
Okay, voting rights and democracy, and what else?
Let's see, what was, I'm trying to think what else you said.
Immigration, criminal justice reform, or police violence, Israel-Palestine conflict, student loan forgiveness, jobs and the economy, racism and discrimination, climate change, cost of living and inflation, crime and violence, abortion, and healthcare.
Police violence.
Okay, crime and violence, right?
No, police. What was it?
Okay, criminal justice reform, like police violence. Okay, that one.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay, sir, and now, we'd like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, like a neutral, and 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable towards them. But you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know or never heard of that people or groups, let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Donald Trump.
0.
Okay, Hakeem Jeffries.
10.
Okay, Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, 10.
Okay, Democrats in Congress.
Democrats in Congress?
Yes, sir.
8.
Joe Biden.
9.
And Republicans in Congress.
Five.
Okay. All right. Now, if the 2024 election for president were held today, for who would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided, or would not vote?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay, thank you, sir. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president, just between Donald Trump and Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate? Or are you undecided or would not vote?
Democratic candidate.
Democratic candidate. Okay, yeah, and would you say that your life was better under President Biden, better under President Trump, or about the same under both presidents?
Under President Biden.
Would that be much better under Biden, or just somewhat better under Biden?
I say much better.
Much better. Okay. All right, so would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference? Fighting racism and discrimination, would that make you much more likely to support, someone more likely to support, someone less likely to support, much less likely to support, or makes no difference?
Makes more likely.
Much more likely, right?
Much more likely, yes.
Okay. All right, what about wants to build black wealth?
Much more likely.
Is honest and ethical?
Much more likely.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Much more likely.
It's too woke.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Is too woke, W-O-K-E.
Is too woke?
Yes.
If a
candidate is too woke, would that make you more likely, someone more likely, someone less, or much less likely to support, or makes no difference to you?
Not sure what much too woke would be.
I don't have no idea, but that's a term that, I guess Democrats use, for something.
Oh.
But it don't say nothing here, but that's what it, they use a term, woke term.
I'm not sure what they mean by woke, but unless
okay.
They're talking about inclusion and all of that. I could say yes, I would be more likely to vote for, but I don't know what they mean by woke.
Okay, would that make you much more or just somewhat more likely?
I'm going to say somewhat, because I'm not sure what their meaning is.
Okay, what about protects abortion rights?
Much more likely.
And is effective in getting things done?
Much more likely.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate me how well you think, describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Okay, here's the first one. Wants to build black wealth.
Somewhat well. Somewhat.
Okay, what number? Just you can give me a number from 0 to 10.
0 to 10, I'll say 6.
6. Okay, grows the economy?
7.
7. Defends democracy?
8.
8. Secures the border?
6.
6. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
8.
Looks out for people like me.
8.
And puts people over politics.
8.
8. All right. Okay, and next I'm going to read you some statements that, people have made. For each one, please rate me the statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, 5 makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all, okay, to vote for Democrats in Congress, but you may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, the first statement says, as a parent, I feel safer sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, rape flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs. Would that make you not motivated at all, somewhat motivated, or extremely motivated from 0 to 10?
10.
10. Okay, as working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the 1,400 cash relief check that came, you know, my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic. Not motivated or extremely motivated from 0 to 10, sir?
10.
Okay. As a working parent, my family now has, you know, the health care coverage we otherwise would not have received if Democrats in Congress had not expanded coverage to me and, you know, 2.7 million other Black Americans under the Affordable Care Act. Would that make you not motivated, somewhat motivated, or extremely motivated? But you can choose any number.
Eight.
Okay. All right. As a entrepreneur, I have been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to Democrats providing billions in forgivable loans for small businesses like mine to stay afloat and growing. Black business ownership is fastest rate in 30 years. Would that make you not motivated somewhat or extremely motivated?
Me personally?
Yes, this is just somebody saying, you know, what they have done, you know,
they have done.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. For me personally, Democrats. It really doesn't apply, but for others, I would say 10.
Okay, because I would like they want to know if it motivates you, you know, to vote.
Oh,
Yeah, 10. All right. As a middle-class mother, the child tax credit in the Democrat American Rescue Plan provided real relief and helped working families like mine stay afloat during the pandemic. Would that make you not motivated, somewhat motivated, or extremely motivated to vote for Democrats?
10.
Okay,
10.
All right, thank you. All right, sir. Now I'm gonna read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years, okay? Please select two or three actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. Okay, the first one says send out 1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. Cut credit card, you know, late fees from $32 to $8. Brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans. Invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at 35 for seniors, invested in Black small businesses ownership and entrepreneurship, invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers. You can pick two or three, you know, that have impacted your life personally.
Impacting my life personally.
Yes.
Unemployment rate.
Okay.
Let me see.
Unemployment, and what else can you think that, you know, it helped you? What about that send out 1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan? Cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Invested
credit card late fees. Yeah, that's one.
That one. Okay. All right. And you anything else that you want to add? You can pick up to three.
Oh, pick up three. What was the other one?
Send out the 1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. Invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. Lower the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors.
Lower the cost of prescription drugs.
Okay, that one. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir. And sometimes, you know, in service like this, people change their minds. Okay, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or undecided, or would not vote?
The Democratic candidate.
the Democratic candidate. Okay, and which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, if neither is exactly right, okay? The first one says, we should invest in safety net programs that will raise black families out of poverty. And the other one said, we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap.
I had to pick one.
Yes, which one, you know, it makes, even sure. If it's, you know, even if neither is exactly correct, but which one do you think it should, that comes closer to your opinion?
The last one, the building the
racial wealth gap?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. All right. All right, sir, we're almost done with this survey. I really appreciate your time and help, okay? Only have a few more statements to read to you, and we should be done. I really thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people say, you know, about why we should vote Democratic for Congress. For each one, please rate me each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. 5 means it's neither convincing or, you know, nor unconvincing. And 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to vote Democrats for Congress, but you may use any number, okay, and the way you how you feel. All right, while Republicans have chosen Donald Trump to represent their party, Democrats have a new generation of leaders like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. As a representative in Congress, Jeffries has vowed to put the people over politics, working hard on behalf of Americans to get big things done. If Democrats regain control of Congress this election, Jeffries will become the first black speaker of the House and continue delivering for us. Would you say that's not all convincing, neither convincing or nor unconvincing or very convincing?
Very convincing.
One number from 0 to 10?
Oh, 10, sorry.
Oh, 10, okay. All right, sir, now, costs, you know, are way too high, and it's time for the government to start putting money back in our pockets so that we can finally get ahead. While Republicans in Congress care more about, you know, making big corporations and the ultra-wealthy rich, Democrats in Congress have brought down costs by capping prescription drug costs at, you know, $2,000 per year for seniors, increasing tax credits for affordable homes to $1.7 billion, and cutting credit cards late fees. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing, or neither convincing or not convincing?
10.
Okay, 10. All right, gun violence, you know, is out of control in America, and Republicans in Congress send thoughts and prayers instead of taking real action. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs. Not all convincing, neither convincing or nor convincing, or very convincing?
10.
All right, and no one should be forced to carry, you know, a pregnancy against her will. But Republicans in Congress want to pass national abortion ban that will force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk, you know, to the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion.
10.
Okay. All right, and the last one says, you know, every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. But Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more black Americans had health insurance coverage in 2023. Would you say that's not all convincing, neither convincing nor unconvincing, or very convincing?
10.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and we just have a few more questions to ask you, and we should be done, okay? How motivated are you to vote in November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated and 10 means that you're extremely motivated, but you can pick any number?
10.
Okay. All right, and how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate that amount of, that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
All right, sir, and sometimes, you know, in service like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. Okay, once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or undecided, or would not vote?
Democratic candidate.
Okay. All right, and now, once again, if each of the following priorities or traits, you know, please rate me how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress. So on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes the Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 is somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them at all. Okay, brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
I'd say 8.
By 8, and wants to build black wealth.
Eight.
Okay. All right. In thinking about your approach on political issues, so how would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat progressive.
Somewhat progressive. Okay. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
A Democrat.
Democrat, okay. And do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. All right, sir, and how would you describe your unemployment employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary layoff, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or a stay-home parent, or a student?
Full-time.
Okay, full-time. And for whom did you vote on the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Well, I voted for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. All right, sir, in the last year, that's 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, okay?
Hold on. 110.
Okay, I have 100 to 249 or 85 to 100,000.
You said what? 102.
I have the first one. It's the 249,000.
Bro, 100,000. Above.
Okay.
Above 100,000.
Okay. All right, sir, and aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom or never?
Seldom.
Okay. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and your participation, okay? You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Right, you
bye-bye.
Yeah, no problem. Bye.
Bye.